I'm Mary Walter, and I am here with Vince Colonnais. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. Happy to be joined this morning by Katrina Pearson now. She's the spokeswoman from America First Policies and the former national spokeswoman for the Donald Trump campaign. And talk to her. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, you guys. Great to be here.
Nice to have you. Thank you. I want to start with the president's battles with both Senator Bob Corker and now Senator Jeff Flake, who are both now have announced that they're not running for office again. Yesterday, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked in the briefing whether or not the president of the United States is remaking the Republican Party. And, quote, if he's doing that, is he remaking it in a positive way? What's your assessment? Do you think President Trump is remaking the Republican Party here?
Statement. The president isn't just battling those two individuals. The president is battling the entire swamp. And my answer to your question is absolutely. He's not actually remaking it. He's actually strengthening it. Because when he ran on several promises to repeal Obamacare, to put up a wall, to make America safe, and to make America great again. All of these individuals campaigned on the same thing. So if you're blocking the policies of the president that flipped blue states red, then you are a part of the problem. And so draining the swamp is a huge part of the success. So when individuals like Corker and Flake are leaving, that is a win for making America great.
Why is Jeff Flake leaving the Senate, in your estimation?
Well, Jeff Flake is leaving for two reasons. Number one, he's at an 18% approval rating, and number two, his primary challenger is already gaining steam in his state. He has insulted the voters in that state greatly with his harsh sentiments against the president, his personal attacks against the president. He wrote a book about it. And you can't insult your voters and tell them how stupid and how immoral they are and expect them to support you.
Well, not only that, but what bothers me is it seems that these senators, when they get into Washington, they get so entrenched in the swamp that they no longer represent the people who they were sent there to represent. We have a representative government. So maybe this is all a good thing. I kind of view it as a little dicey for the Republican Party and an opportunity for the Democrats. But this is maybe a good thing that maybe we'll get back to having our representatives actually represent the people they were sent there to represent.
Well, and that's exactly, you know, what I've been saying since the beginning, since this president took office. You cannot lose by keeping your campaign promises. I mean, it is simply that simple. And when you have someone like Jeff Flake, who actually gained office because of this original movement inside the Republican Party, to then turn his back on them and support things like the Gang of Eight, which goes in exact contradiction to making our country better for Americans, I'm not quite sure what he expected. At some point, people get tired of voting for someone saying, I'm going to go fight for you, I'm going to go represent you. They get to Washington, D.C., they get comfortable, they get treated like little kings and forget the folks at home.
You know, Bob Corker is also, obviously, besides Jeff Flake, is also the other senator who's not running for re-election and coming out very critically against the president. They've been getting into a war of words over the last 24 hours, especially on Twitter and cable news. He says that he'd like the White House to, quote, step aside and let tax reform happen in, quote, the normal process, meaning he's concerned now that the White House has taken things off the table, i.e. Touching 401ks and doing anything that can basically serve as a pay for in order to make this tax reform package work. Should the White House not be taking things off the table right now, like Bob Corker said?
Well, I think you have both sides of the argument. If the president is involved, they get upset that he's involved. If he's not involved, they get upset if he's not involved. But here we are, 10 months into a Republican administration with a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and they have failed at every measure. Of course the White House is going to be involved because tax breaks for the American people are a number one priority and should be for every Republican. So the fact that we're 10 months in and they can't even get with the basic program, the president is absolutely going to be involved with what's going on towards the end of the year. They have to get this done. Why elect Republicans if not to reduce your taxes? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, with these Republican senators in open revolt against the president, first question is, has that ever happened where we've had senators of the same party as the president in open revolt and speaking out against him on the floor, number one? And number two, what happens if they just start to vote against these things? Republicans need them to get tax reform passed. So what happens? Is there a way to, I don't know, do anything with them if they start voting against Republican bills?
Well, you know, a friend of mine told me about a decade ago, he said, Katrina, you don't go to Washington, D.C. to change it. You go to Washington, D.C. to expose it, and then the people will change it. And I think that's what we're seeing happening now. I mean, since this president entered the race, he's been exposing a number of things that the people otherwise would have never found out because the media protects the incumbent. So now we're in a position to actually show who these establishment Republicans are, why they're doing what they're doing, so we can replace them accordingly.
Katrina, I want to get your reaction while we have you here to the news about the campaign of which you were a part. You were a part of the Trump campaign. You were the spokeswoman there. Now the Washington Post reporting overnight that the Clinton campaign and the DNC paid for the research that led to the Russia dossier. What do you make of that?
Well, of course they did. This is not news to us. Everyone at the Trump campaign knew there was no Russia collusion. It was impossible for any of us to be colluding with Russia. We were a staff of maybe 10 people during the primary, and not very much more than that for the entire general. The president himself won this election with his cell phone and his airplane. Russia had nothing to do with it. But we do know, since Clinton's time at Secretary of State, and we brought up the Uranium One deal a number of times that the media never focused on. So I'm glad this is coming out now.
Yes.
Again, it's being exposed, and I think you're going to see more.
Katrina, can I ask you, have you been questioned or talked to Robert Mueller at all or his investigators over your role in the campaign?
Not at all.
Okay, interesting. All right. Well, thank you. Really appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall, and I hope you do it again soon.
Great to be here, guys.
Nice to have you.